8th Perek of Gittin, first Mishnah. We are now talking about the act of giving the get. That's the discussion of this Perek. The halacha is, it says, "Nosen b'yada," he has to give get directly from his hand to her hand. Also, he has to be the one who's actively giving it, and she has to be passive, just receiving it. He throws a get to his wife and she's in her house. She's in her courtyard. Even though he did not put it into her hand, we learned from the Gemara, from Sukkim, that if it's thrown into her courtyard, that's good enough. With one condition, that she has to stand next to her courtyard, should be similar to her hand. It's like an extended hand. So she's standing nearby, then the get will be a good get, because that's equivalent to putting it into her hand. Yeah. Even though the husband had ownership over her hand or her chatzah at the time they were married, but here we say that with the receiving of the get, it simultaneously becomes, he loses his rights, and the mele is considered put into her hand. If he threw it into his house or his courtyard, so even if they're in the bed together, still ain't a migration, because he has to throw it into her courtyard and he threw it into his courtyard. If she had, she was sitting, he put it into her lap, or she had a basket and he threw it into a basket, then the gershon does take effect. Why? Because we say that he gives her permission to sit in that area of the house, so to have the basket, and therefore we say that the area of the basket itself is lent or rented out to her, so she has possession of that, temporarily, of that property underneath the basket, and therefore it's considered her chatzah, and it's an acceptable giving of the get. As we said before, as long as he gives the get into her chatzah, the get is kosher as long as she was standing there.